You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 771 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, Reese and Megan have a great conversation with Deanne Heinrich about her amazing rescue partner, True Colors, a.k.a. Boo. Next, we speak with Nadine Schwartzman on her adventure while she works on qualifying for the U.S. Dressage Open. Last but not least, we speak with Hillary Moore Hebert on spearheading the Wellington Dressage Development Program. This is Reese Koppler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Reese. How you doing?
You know, like every good dressage rider, we have a plan A and a plan B, and we had a little technical issue with your Zoom, but it's okay.
It's a problem.
It's a problem, but we pivoted. So you're on the phone. So if everyone, if the sound isn't perfect, we're just happy to have you. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. It's always something. I apologize. It's the technology. We don't get along. I'm better with a horse.
I hear you. Say less. Actually, you're better than me even. So you're doing great. It's no problem. Well, how have you been, friend?
I've been great, Reese. I have some pretty amazing horses right now. They're learning things. I just taught the pony how to do the flying lead change.
Oh, and stop it.
Yeah, I mean, and it was great because the owner came to watch him go and he did it in front of her. And I was like, I didn't tell her I'd been working on him because you know how it goes. You tell the owner and then all of a sudden we get shy and maybe the horse will do it and maybe they won't. And he did it. And she was like, did I just see?
Yeah.
And I go, yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Ah, I love that so much. That is so exciting. Like you said, you don't want to jinx it. But you're like, oh my gosh, this is happening. That is so cool.
And then he's done it for a week. Like every day I come in and I warm him up and then I do my little trot work and then I go, okay, we're going to do the thing. And he does it and I get off. And I'm like, just one change in each direction. And he's like, yeah, I've been doing this for years, which he hasn't.
And sometimes horses do that. You know, maybe they struggle a little bit and then one day they just get it and they just know it. And that is so fun.
Yeah. So I'm gelling. It's really fun. How have you been? How are all your horses?
Everybody's good. You know, this is a busy time of year here, like just for all of us. We're all busy. We're showing, you know, we have horses that go to the dressage show and a lot that go to the event. And sometimes they go to both. So it's that time of year. But I've been loving it, doing a lot of clinics too, which I also enjoy traveling around and seeing everybody. So it's just been fun. And I also have a six-year-old who is also starting to get it. I know. I also work with my coach, Scott Hassler, virtually. And I had a lesson. I hadn't had a lesson actually since we left Florida. And I had one last week. And I mean, it was so fun because, I mean, I thought we were doing pretty well. I was really happy with him. I was really happy with his canter. And he is getting some night turnout, which I'm not sure he's like 100% there, but we're good. We're good. Like he's doing great and he's enjoying, I think, night turnout. He is so tired during the day, but in general, I think it's good. The weather's been really nice here and soon it'll be hot. And so I did want him to go out at night so they get some cool weather. So that's been great. So, I mean, it's just been a fun season, lots going on, which I love. So I'm kind of like you, just gelling. Everyone's rocking and rolling, doing a lot of test reviews. Uh-huh. So I think that I don't know. Do you do that as well after the horse shows?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good. Like I really make everybody kind of bring me their tests and we go through everything. And I think that's so important to do that as you get through season, you know, I think it's really important.
I have a student, she came up with an idea and she wanted me to judge her at a horse show. on her seat in Harmony. And so this is something totally new to me. It was her idea. And so obviously she goes, she shows, but then she also gets a score. Well, actually three scores from me. And then at the end of the year, she's going to hopefully earn her seat in Harmony award. So isn't that cool?
Now the seat in Harmony award, did you guys come up with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is something we should start. This is amazing. Tell me more. I don't know anything about this, guys. This is my first time hearing it, but this is amazing. Tell me more. Like, so, my ears are churning for the show, everybody. We may have to be doing this.
She prints out a sheet for me, and there's three scores, and I judge them, seat, hands, and Harmony. And then she'll take the average. I think she only has six shows this year. And the goal is to get, I think, to 70%. And if she does, then she wins a ribbon that she has designed herself. She loves ribbons. And so, yeah, and she designed it, and it's big, and it has all the colors that she wants. And so that's her goal, is more about, because there was an event last year and she got super desperate and was disappointed in her riding. And so this actually motivates her more to be a better rider. So,
Oh my gosh, I love this award. See, this is actually really cool. And so anybody, I mean, my wheels are churning. I'm like,
yeah,
why are we not doing something like this? But I love it because everybody could do it with their barn or their coach, or you kind of make your own award system. And I think that's beautiful.
I even write to her. I made notes just like a judge would, and she didn't expect that. She just expected me to fill in, you know, the little boxes. But no, yeah. I wrote her a note regarding each test, and she can take it home and read it and think about it.
Stop it. This is a great idea. That's an awesome idea. Stay tuned, everybody. We may have to be doing more of this. This is amazing.
Let's do it.
I love it. Hey, and Megan, you also posted something, and I'm going to read it because you can't see it, but just arena etiquette manners.
Oh, yeah.
And that they matter, which is really important.
We love horses? I think that's my biggest takeaway from the horse shows I go to is I feel like you get in the warm-up and people forget these are horses, and the etiquette matters for your horse. Don't run people over, you know, I used to ride a horse that was afraid of traffic, and it's scary. It's dangerous.
Red ribbon on the bonnet, red ribbon. That's a big thing in the jumpers, but you know, I put it on a few dressage horses. That means don't go straight on to somebody, you know, that's important. Really
did it
important.
Work?
People, well, because you know, the horse looks really good until he's not good, and then it's really a problem. But I think this is really important. Think of it like driving. You pass on the left shoulder to the you pass left shoulder to left shoulder. So that's really important. When you're circling, you stay inside of the rail so people can go around you. That's actually very important. If you're riding a diagonal, time it to pass behind or inside the rider on the track, or give them time or circle. I think that's really important. If you're walking,
ride a transition.
Yes, do a transition. If you're walking, move to the inside track.
Yes.
Really important. Yes. And you're not sure about something, call it. Like literally say inside, outside. It's not rude. It's really just communicating what's going on. And I think that's really important to people. Like just communicate. People need that, and horses need that for safety. But remember, most people will ride in a lesson by themselves. So I do find it important that if you have issues with warm-up, that you should ride with other people. So I think that's really important. And, you know, remember, everybody's nervous. Like, and it may be showing or not, but I think that's really important to be nice and kind to everybody. So do remember that in a warm-up. I thought that was really cool that you posted that. And I was like, I like literally sent it back to you. Like, we need to talk about this on the podcast just to remind people. So do kind of remember that and be kind to everybody. And we are, it's a horse show. It's supposed to be fun. Even at the upper levels, it's supposed to be fun. Everybody spent a lot of money to be there. So it's important to do that. So I love that. So
I love that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for posting that.
Of course.
I love it. Well, we have a great show for everybody. So we're going to get right into it after this commercial break from Kentucky Performance Products.
Frequently Asked Questions, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Question: my friend was telling me that supplementing with omega-3 fatty acids decreased the level of inflammation in horses with arthritis. Is this true? Answer: yes. There have been several peer-reviewed studies that have shown that supplementation with the omega-3 fatty acids known as EPA and DHA will help support healthy levels of inflammation in the joints. The best source of EPA and DHA is fish oil. We often recommend adding a high-quality omega-3 fatty acid supplement, such as Kentucky Performance Products, contribute to the diet of horses who struggle with joint pain and stiffness. A KPP customer named Sarah recently posted a review sharing her experience with Contribute. She wrote, "I recently swapped my Western dressage and cow horses over to the Joint Armor and Contribute. Astonishing results! My horses are moving beautifully with more impulsion and suspension in their gaits." You can learn more about Contribute and omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have Deanna Hertress Nelson on the line. Deanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, you have an amazing story about you and your horse, and we just wanted you to tell it. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an older adult amateur, and I started my equine career actually eventing, and was very fortunate to have some wonderful people start me along the way. And then as I got older, I switched over and focused mainly on dressage.
Awesome. I know. Me too. Well, I never really evented. Let's be real. My jumping career lasted about 3 seconds. So you lasted longer than me. Well, I love it. Well, tell us about your wonderful horse, Leo.
Leo, Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. I bought him as a weanling, and his mother was a PMU mare that came down from Canada in a van for auction in the United States. I was not the purchase of her. She was bought by a farm out on the East Coast, and she already had a foal at her side, and surprised them months later having Boo then.
Oh, wow.
So they got three for, three for the deal.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah. So then I saw an ad for another horse that they actually were marketing. At the time, I had just started softly looking kind of for a family horse, maybe doing a little mini eventing, lower level dressage, just something that was safe. I had an event horse that had been laid up significant amount of time already with a collateral ligament tear, and really was just looking for something to start to bring along. So I looked at the one I went to the site for originally, and I was like, no, not really my type. And then I loaded the rest of their sales page, and he was all the way at the bottom, and this picture popped up, and my heart just exploded, and I literally said out loud, "That's my horse." I know. And I this was days of dial-up, so this... This took a while, and I read the description, and right away it said weanling, and I was like, oh boy, do I really want to do a weanling, you know? But
yes,
I kept reading, and this, you know, the situation, and I saw the price, and I said, this is my horse. So when my husband came home that night, I showed him the ad, and he said, well, at that price, you can have two of them.
Oh, he did. My husband knows not to say those things. I'd be like,
And I wish to God at this point there had been two of them.
Right.
I'd take a million of these horses, I swear. So we worked out. He found another vet out in that area, and we did just like a wellness exam. And that was the first time I saw the horse actually move. the vet that had done the checkup sent like a quick little bit on her phone. And I was like, wow, your boy's kind of cute. And he had some sitting power, which at that time just meant to me that, you know, he could move. You know, I had no idea it would take him to FEI.
Right.
But we bought him. It took a while to get him here. You know, I couldn't at the time. We were building a new horse farm. I was a, you know, we had a toddler. And I couldn't take the time to drive out to Virginia to get the horse. So eventually he hooked a ride with a commercial shipper bringing a mare to foal in Lexington. So then I drove to Lexington to pick him up at that point.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah. So now tell us about your training schedule now.
With how I started him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, he hadn't had a whole lot of handling. You know, so basically at that age, I'm really hands-on. I'm a firm believer in that you want to have babies and you want to have them to grow up to be partners, that you spend the time with them. And I'm not a big advocate of just throwing them in a field till they're 3 or 4 years old. So, you know, it's picking up feed, it's grooming, it's learning clippers, it's learning to tie, it's learning to cross tie, it's going on the trailer. I pony my young horses off my broke horses out into the, you know, the forest preserves and the fields. And so, and he showed USDF material, or I'm sorry, in hand on the triangle, you know, as a probably, I don't know if I took him as a weanling that year. Well, he would have been a year. So I bet I did. I bet I ran him on the triangle yearling, you know, 2 and 3. So went to shows, learned how to be braided and, you know, yeah, then I start lunging them, you know, at 2, you know, 10, 15 minute sessions, just so they learn to stay out on the line and walk and trot. And, you know, then by 3, I have them surcingled, saddled, you know, bridled, and some side reins. And, you know, not for hour sessions, again, 10, 15 minutes. If they're good, they're done, you know, just so that they understand that they have a job. And I tell you, he was always easy. He never objected to a single thing, took everything, was a good boy, was always round, accepted connection. Just, he was a little bit of an oddity at that, you know, as a baby, as a young horse, just never, ever objected.
I love that. I love that. So what's your plan this year with him?
You know, I'm still, you know, doing FEI pre-St. George, this is all new to me.
Yes.
I had never ridden a flying change until I had him and we came up the levels. Prior to that, you know, eventing, I went through preliminary. It's equivalent to like first level dressage.
Yeah. First three.
Yeah.
Preliminary, right. Like first three. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I had a, you know, my event horse, I did show through second level. So that was, you know, the closest I had ever gotten. So, you know, it's been a learning curve for me, probably more than the horse. So the goal this year is just to go in and do a good, solid, clean pre-St. George without the mistakes that I so lovingly like to do.
Yeah. I think you're going to have a great season. I am a huge fan of Boo. Deanna brought Boo for a USDF workshop at my facility and I got to ride him. And I just want to say he is one of the best trained horses I've sat on. So he is amazing. And I hope you enjoy your season. And last year you brought him to the US Dressage Festival of the Champions. Can you tell us about that?
Awesome. Yeah, that was fantastic. I had seen on Facebook, you know, people looking for loner horses. So I had reached out to a couple, you know, everyone else thinks you're crazy to loan out your FEI horse. But my take on it is, you know what?
I love that.
He's a great horse. He's a solid citizen. And if your training is good, anybody who has any idea what they're doing should be able to go out there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And ride your horse.
Yes.
You know?
And especially in that type of environment. I mean, Megan and I also do, you know, we host certifications and we've done certifications. Mm-hmm. And we do need people like yourself to, I mean, again, it's controlled. These are good riders. You know, it's so kind to do that. Yes. And for our sport to continue, you know, we We need riders and horses and riders that are kind enough to let us borrow FEI right. horses. It is.
And I came through, I've worked, begged, borrowed, and stolen for everything that I've gotten in this sport. I wasn't ever given an FEI horse to ride or anything right. even remotely nice to ride. I rode all the bolters, the buckers, the rearers, the ones that didn't want to jump. You know, it made me who I am. It would have been nice to have it a little easier. But, a horse like this, he's so solid. And like you say, these junior riders, they know how to ride.
Yes.
This young lady was equivalent to third level. So, like I said, the horse should go out and do the job. And sure enough, he did. And, they were from Northern California. They came to Chicagoland. I think they tried 4 or 5 horses when they were here on their visit. So the funny part was I had literally just gotten back the day before from a 10-day vacation, my only one I get all year.
Yeah.
The horse literally had sat the entire time other than going out in the field, I tack him up and I bring him to the indoor that morning and pop on him and, hack him around in the snaffle and do my leg yield and the shoulder in and just show him what he is. And, the trainer's eyes were as big as saucers and, they were just stomping to get on him. And that little girl, she's so darling, just got on and rode that horse and the trainer worked with her and, encouraged her to, push the buttons because this is a fun one. So that was the only time they rode him prior to being at festival. And then they had some flight delays. So it got a little hectic, but the horse just went out and was a rock star and she rode him, she did a fantastic job. So they're looking to do it again this year. So I'm hoping that they'll pair up again and we'll be back at festival. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
It's just a great story. And it's just so fun to see, like you said, this is a horse that you've had since a baby and you've brought him all the way up. So pre-St. George girl, do we have Grand Prix dreams?
We all have Grand Prix dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's 20 now.
Okay.
I honestly have to say this is probably the first spring I've kind of felt my Energizer Bunny isn't quite the Energizer Bunny he has been. So, I know him well enough and I'm certainly not going to stop riding the horse and he's certainly still up to the work capabilities. Do we add more in there? I don't know. I mean, I-1 was certainly on my radar, if I could put down in Praise St. George's, but, we do school some half steps and, whatnot, but that's a long way from the Grand Prix.
Sure. I love that. Oh my gosh. Well, you guys are just precious. Thank you for coming on the show and just telling us all about your story. It's a wonderful story. And we're going to follow you, girl. We want to hear you back when you make
it. So much pressure. Yes.
No, just for fun.
We're booping.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, he's a gem. I honestly don't. I've done, like Megan said, I've done some of the USDF. I did one. I hosted one at my farm that was the education for the instructors as well. And the one was a judge. The other was just one of a certified instructor. And they couldn't say enough good things. I thought they were going to try to steal him from me that weekend.
Yeah.
He's good. I have no problem. I'll sign him up to do anything, that you can give back and, be a participant. Cause it's very important to keep going on and giving back and supporting the sport as best as we can. And especially new judges, new instructors. I mean, they work really hard and, someone has to be there to do these demos and symposiums and, learning opportunities. So
I love it.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It's a great horse. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And good luck this season and give him a kiss for us.
Thank you. You bet I will. I'll give him extra carrots too.
Oh yeah. Chewy is your one-stop horse shop. From feed to supplements, supplies, medication, and more, delivered straight to your barn with fast, free shipping on orders over $49 and the convenience of auto ship. You'll never need to worry about running out of the brands you trust and products you need. You can count on Chewy to keep your barn stocked and your horse happy. Start shopping today at chewy.com/equine. Well, we are so excited to have back on the show Nadine Schwartzman from Idaho. Nadine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. I always love being on your show.
We love having you. And, you know, we've been watching you this year. I've been because, you know, I stalk you on Facebook. And you've had an incredible season. I know this year qualifying for the U.S. Dressage Open has been a huge part of your program. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, kind of help us with the U.S. Open, what that is, and then we'll go move into your qualifying.
Yes. So the U.S. Open is a new series, and they had some really amazing sponsors step up, and there's $250,000.
Wow.
As massage people, it's so exciting.
I got goosebumps. Huge. Yeah.
Yeah, the ribbon and some vet wrap or something.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is super, super exciting. And it's also going to be broadcasted on ESPN, which I think is incredible, so cool. Just to get the sport out there and make it more mainstream and share it with the world. And so I'm really excited about that. And then also they are using the freestyle. So it's all freestyle based. So the qualifiers, only the freestyle counts. It's a point system similar to the World Cup. So you don't get points for your score, but you get points for your placing. So the first place gets 20 points, second and third place both get 17 points, and then it goes down from there. I think fourth and fifth is 15, and then sixth through 10th is 10 points, if I remember that correctly. Then they tally them all up. They do a leaderboard. They do a really good job of keeping it really exciting. And they write really amazing articles on the U.S. Dressage or Equestrian Open fan page. So it's really fun to follow if any of your listeners want to go on there, because the articles are written a little bit different than what we're used to in equestrian sports. So they're written more like sports journalism. And I find that super exciting. So they're just a little bit different and really fun. And they're following every single qualifier. So they're writing about us. And
So cool.
So just a really cool series. The finals will be in Thermal, so in California, which you should have seen me when that was announced, because I was jumping up and down.
Right? Because that's not incredibly close, but it's this similar coast than what you're normally coming to the East Coast.
Well, at least the right coast for us here on the left coast. So it's only going to be about 17 to 18 hours for us to get there, which is close. And we do love to compete in thermal. I love the CDIs there. I do most of my CDIs in Southern California, and we love it there. And it's our second home. And so we're really excited. The finals will be there. And after this past weekend, we were second in the 3-star freestyle in Sherwood, Oregon at Devonwood. And so now we moved up to 8th place on the leaderboard, and the top 18 combinations get to go. So I don't want to jinx it, but
you're in a good spot.
Really good. I think we're in a really good spot. And now we're just gonna practice and polish and train and keep working on that freestyle, and hopefully we'll be able to do a good job in November.
Oh yeah. So Nadine, tell us about your horse, because he's amazing.
Oh, I love him so much. So his name is Royal Flash, but he came with a barn name Roy, which wasn't my favorite initially, but he definitely is Roy. And so it's stuck. My really amazing client and friend, Kelly Hajar, bought him about a year and a half ago. We found him in Germany, and we saw maybe a 10-second clip of him.
Oh my gosh.
And
no way.
And for some reason, I looked at this clip and I was like, I love this horse. Like, and it was just this dark indoor with this little dark bay spot kind of piaffing. And that's all. And we had about 30 horses on our list. We did our big shopping trip. I love to put those trips together. And the second we landed in Frankfurt, we drove to the Berufsreiter Championat, which is the German championships for professional riders, which is kind of like a dressage derby. And the top
it's so cool.
It's amazing. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's the craziest thing. So they have the top three have to switch horses and they each have 5 minutes to warm up to ride a short Grand Prix on each other's horses. Yeah. And wow. He was one of the finalists. And so we went down there, watched him compete with all three riders, fell in love with him, of course, even more. Then he got a couple of days off. We got to meet him and he was just absolutely perfect. He's a very sensitive horse, but he's still very sweet with his owner because we share the ride. So his amateur owner rides him as well. And just have a really good system. And we're, you know, she rides him 2 days a week. I ride him 3 days a week. She's working on getting her gold on him this summer at the show. And it's just a really great team all the way around him. And he is kind of a full-time job because he's an absolute attention hog. And I went to a show a couple of weeks ago without him. And apparently he terrorized everybody while I was gone. So, but yeah, he's a dream horse. He's very sensitive, but has beautiful Piaf and Passage. He's just amazing. And he is ready to work every single day. He wants to do everything. He wants to do everything perfectly, sometimes maybe a little too much. But yeah, we couldn't be happier with him.
Oh, I love that so much. That is so cool. And Nadine, you've been open. You've had some health issues this year, right?
I did. I'm having some issues with my heart and they're fairly significant. So I've had some hospital visits and lots of doctors and we're trying to figure it out, but it's been really hard for me to ride as much as I usually ride. I'm your normal professional who has to ride 10, 12 horses and then teach lessons the rest of the day to pay the mortgage. And so it's been really hard for me not to be able to do that and not to overdo it and not to stress my system out too much. So I'm learning right now how to pace myself so that I can still do the things I really want to do, like riding in the US Open.
Yep.
And I'm getting better at it. So I am riding. I'm riding less.
Yeah.
But I'm still riding and I'm loving it. And I think it's just going to be a process and learning the new normal. And but I have such a good support system. Like my family is amazing, but then even more incredible, all of my clients stepped up and I have the whole barn full of moms and they're check your, you know, blood oxygen and we're going to check your heart rate. And they're just always watching me and making sure I'm okay and that I take a break and that I drink something. So it's just so great to have that community and to have so much love and support all the time.
Like Nadine, you have a huge heart. And so it's working too hard right now, but you have a very big heart. And it's very true. So I love that. So what happens now for the rest of the summer?
So we're going to have Roy is done competing in the CDIs until the Open. So he's going to show with his mom a little bit. And then we have quite a few shows at my facility. So I host 3 level 3 shows. And the first one's going to be this coming weekend. So we're already in like show prep mode. I just got home. Now we're like, okay, everything clean.
I thought you said you're taking a break.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a break.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm tired. I watch her, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Nadine taking a break. Like I'm exhausted just thinking about it. You're amazing.
Goodness, we have a really good team and my staff team has done a lot while I was at Devonwood. And then Noah Ratner, who also owns Devonwood with his family, he actually runs all of my shows. So he and his twin brother, Evan, they're going to come out for all those weekends and they're going to run the show as a team. And yeah, so I love having the shows at home. So I'm going to have a lot of clients showing and I'm going to show only a little bit. I'm only showing like 2 or 3 horses a day, which is crazy for me because I'm used to showing 10.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it'll be kind of a slower summer. I decided not to go for festival this year because I felt like for the Grand Prix horse, it would have been too much to do both. And with the other horses, it was too much for me this year. So
sure.
Yeah, so we're just going to take a summer at home for the first time in forever and focus on training and family and It'll be actually nice for change.
I love it.
Good. Will you get to take a vacation?
Well, I had one vacation earlier this year. We did go to Rome and it was incredible.
Good.
So I did like that. And then my son got into the Exeter summer program. So we're going to drop him off there. And so he can go do his summer program on the East Coast and then we'll retrieve him again. So there'll be two shorter little long ones to do that.
I love it. Well, Nadine, you're so amazing. You also do so much volunteer work and host shows at your barn because there's no real close shows to you are the closest show, right, to your facility?
We actually have a couple now just down the road. There is a really great facility that's also set up for 3-day venting, but they do run some dressage shows now. So we actually have within 5-minute radius, I think we have 6 dressage shows in 3 months here now.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so cool.
So we have a really strong presence here in Idaho, especially in the Eagle area where we are. And we do go to Spokane, you know, we go to Seattle sometimes, we go to Portland. And then, of course, for the CDIs, we'll have to travel a little bit further.
Yeah. Oh, but that's so cool. That's so cool to hear because we don't get a lot of people on from Idaho. I think you're probably the only one. And so it's so fun to hear. And I do think hosting shows at your facility, they do that a lot in Europe, don't they?
Yes, where it's more smaller one-ring shows, but more often. And it has more of a family atmosphere. And that's with my shows, that was really important to me. So we do something. I try to find corporate sponsors. All the food is free. All the drinks are free. We started a couple years ago where I got ice cream and I just tried it out. And now, like the second people pull up with the trailer, they're like, where's the ice cream? And
Okay, that's cute. Yeah. I want to come to your show for the ice cream. That sounds amazing.
And you should see some of the judges. They're going every break. They're headed for the ice cream box. So I just try to have like a really good atmosphere. Like we have good footing, we have, you know, nice stalls, but really that it's a family atmosphere and that everybody feels comfortable and it's not the big, scary, you know, multi-ring show. It's just a one-ring show. It's in my backyard. So, but I love putting these shows on and I think they're so important and people can qualify. We are level 3 shows. So yeah. Qualifiers for NAYC and for Chicago and for regionals. And so everybody, and we had last year, we had a couple of shows where we had people from 6 different states here.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Well, and I think that's really important to highlight too, because you can host these at your facility. I mean, you need certain facilities to do it, but we also have some here in Lexington that are also not at the horse park. They're family shows and they're wonderful. So I think it's really cool to highlight that because it is possible. And I do really think that our sport needs to transition a little bit more to that as well so that we can have shows and that they are relatively affordable.
Absolutely. And that's important to me. So we don't charge a haul-in fee at all because we want to encourage the local community to come. We offer a lot of opportunity classes. So if people don't have memberships with USEF or USDF, they can still join the fun. So it's basically a really super fancy schooling show for them where they get
that's
to
awesome.
Find of a, you know, 4-star judge.
Yeah.
How wonderful. What an experience.
Great. And we'll have everything from really people trying to qualify for Chicago and riding Grand Prix or bringing super young horses here to, you know, local riders riding in their first ever dressage show. So we have it's a really wide variety. And that's what I enjoy about it, because I think that's super important to bring all of that together. Like those things don't have to be at separate events. I think they can all be in the same place.
That's fantastic. I love that. No, that's really good. Well, Nadine, we can't thank you enough for coming on the show. As always, you're such a joy to have on. And how can our listeners find you online and find more information about your horse show and all the things?
Our website is www.leboisdressage.com. So a lot of our information is on there. I'm also on Facebook, just Nadine Schwartzman, and on Instagram and on TikTok. So I do like to post fun things that we do and cute things of our horses. So there's always some new things to see on there.
I love it. And by the way, you can plan my trip to Rome anytime. I followed your trip. It was wonderful. I'm like, Nadine could be also a travel agent because it was so cool. You had the best trip.
It's the German type A personality that comes out. I planned some spontaneous time in. And when my husband saw there was a window from 10 to 12 for spontaneous activities, he laughed so hard. It was really funny.
It's awesome. You're like, it's spontaneous now. Get ready. Oh, I love it. It was so cool. Well, girl, you are such a joy and a pleasure to have on. And we're going to be following you till November when they announce the US Open. We can't wait. It's such a cool opportunity. And we're excited to see how it goes for everybody.
Easy, effective, and eco-friendly fly control starts with Fly Predators. Fly Predators are the organic, natural way to dramatically minimize your fly problem. Learn more about Fly Predators and other Spalding Labs fly control solutions at Spalding, SPALDING-labs.com.
Well, we are so happy to have back on the show. It's been a minute. Hillary Moore Hebert. Hillary, welcome back to the show. We've missed you, my friend.
Hello, everyone. How are you all doing?
Well, we are great. I get to talk to you and see you when we're in Florida. So we've been talking about this. I'm a periphery for sure, but you've started a new program.
Yes. So I have decided that there's all sorts of programs in the country that are incredible through the Dressage Foundation, Dressage for Kids. But as someone who is a little bit biased as an older professional, I found that there could be more opportunities and in terms of scholarships, funding, mentoring, and support. So last year, we have a barn in Maryland and one in Wellington, Florida. Last year, I gifted a free dry stall to Emma Klugman up in Maryland, who is a 5-star event rider who I've helped on the flat before. And then I gifted a seasonal dry stall to Adrian Alvord, who competed in the CDI Grand Prix. And so it worked out very well. It was a little bit of a dress rehearsal to see if we could go bigger. And so what we decided is we're going to offer dry stalls for the whole season to adult professionals, so over U25, who have their own personal horses that are proving that they're like doing all the care and working in order to get things going. And so we're hoping to get up to 6 people. I have committed to 2 people so far, and we want to make sure that we're getting funds raised. And so we've started off a silent auction this month. Reese, I've already reached out to you. Yep. She has generously donated some items, and all of it is running sort of casually on a social media page on Facebook called just Wellington Dressage Development, because we don't have any administrative fees. We don't have any advertising. I'm doing all of this on my own. And the hope is, I've had a lot of people say, well, are you a nonprofit? What does this go to? All of it is just straight through. If you donate money, it goes straight through to paying for the dry stalls. And so it's supposed to be that it's just a very black and white thing. So my hope is that we can keep expanding as we get more donations coming in. And that's sort of where we are right now.
I love it. I think it's so great. So how can people find and or donate, right? If somebody's like, I want to participate, I want to see youngish professionals. I think, you know, again, like you said, they're over 25, but they're still young. I still feel like I'm young.
You can be 50. If you've got yourself a horse you've trained up and you want to do like the 6-year-old test, as long as it's FEI, you can be a para rider. You can be doing the national side at Grand Prix class. As long as it's your own horse and you're showing that you're like really doing this. And I'm talking about Adrian Alvord walked her horse to and from the CDIs from the barn last season. Like, it's people who are gritty, and this makes a difference. Dry stall costs are $1,800 a month. So it's anyone who qualifies that is over the young rider age that is technically a professional that owns their own horse.
This makes a huge difference. Thank you, Hillary. I go to California in the winter, and it's such a huge expense. This is just so generous of you. I want to donate, so I just contact you.
Yes, you can do that. And that's where Reese and I were talking before, Megan, about how on the Facebook page, it's just Wellington Dressage Development. That's not like a LLC or name or anything. It's just the page because I figured it would be easy to search up. And they're silent auction items. We are going to be doing several silent auctions throughout the year. The June one, if people are interested in donating lessons, Reese also is doing a business consulting. We have Three Wishes Freestyle has donated a freestyle design. There's a boot bag in there. There's some other things coming that are pretty exciting, like vacation rentals. So you just need to reach out to me on social media, or you can find that Facebook group and join. It's something that is open to anyone. I've also had people just find my contact information on Venmo, which is important to note. My last name is not Herbert, it's Hebert. And they have just been donating, some people $5, some people $500. So every little bit counts. And to speak to what you're saying before, Megan, I'd love to have it that in the years to come, we could have this where maybe a couple people could create a dry stall situation in California on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I think that I'd like this to be more of a model than that I'm trying to take control of anything. So even this year, if someone is interested in donating a dry stall, it's something that they are absolutely welcome to reach out to me. And that's something that we can keep talking about.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And let's say I wanted to apply as a rider. How do you pick the riders?
I have a lot of opinions about this because I think that in the past, it has not been as transparent. I'm not saying opinions are positive or negative, but I would like it to be very straightforward in that the application is on the Facebook group, and understand that this is the first year we're doing it. So bear with us because it's not perfect, but it is first come, first serve if you qualify. And there are some requirements. You need to own your own horse, as I said before, and be over the age of 25. You need to show a need. Your horse has to prove that they are, in fact, ready to be competing, right? I can't just say, oh, I have my horse who I showed 2 years ago at first level, and I believe in my heart he's ready for Pre-St. George. I am looking for horses who've been competing, for example, nationally, getting 70% that are hoping to move up to the CDI. I want horses that are within the age range that are showing that they're ready to be moving up to the young horse classes. And it should be very transparent. This isn't something where it's, you know, very biased, right? It's just something that I hope is clear when I have the discussions with the people applying. But they need to raise $7,200 in goods and services for the silent auctions. And that is something that I've already spoken with Adrienne Alvord from last year. She had a holiday event at her barn where they rode freestyles and did a fundraiser there. So as long as people are showing that they're also helping and participating with fundraising, they need to show commitment and need. And I think this speaks to a program that Reese and I were involved with years ago with the Dressage Foundation in terms of guiding people to learn to fundraise, because this isn't just about giving people dry stalls. It's giving them mentorship tools where we're going to have hopefully some cocktail hours and dinners where you don't have to be a recipient of the dry stall to be able to come and participate. And so just like with Lendon's group, with the younger riders, I'd love to have it that people who are down for season feel welcome to come to these cocktail hours and dinner parties so that we can, you know, all have pizza and brainstorm how to help each other out. And so I have lost track a bit of what I'm talking about, but the goal is, you were asking about applying. There's a form that is pretty straightforward that's on that Facebook group, or they can reach out to me and I can send it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that mentorship is really big because Hillary and I, you know, have chatted, and I mean, there's a lot of us that want to help people, and we've done it before. And I think that's what Hillary is spearheading here, which is incredible. And that is, the dry stall is just a great start. And then having people that understand sort of and can navigate the Wellington scene. I don't know that, like, I wouldn't know how to navigate California, you know? And so if mm-hmm. I were to go to California, like, how would I do that? So I think that this group is also going to have that level, which is fantastic, is that mentorship component. And I
yeah, think and I think that it reminds me of something you had participated in, Reese. Megan, maybe you did as well, up at the Young Horse Training Series.
Oh, yeah. That was so wonderful. Scott Hassler's
yes.
event. Oh, so special.
But everyone that I talked to always talked about the networking side of it and how it really made it so that there was a peer group. There's the Young Professionals Facebook group that's running now. And I think now more than ever there's really a need for us to be supporting each other. I don't think that the industry from the perspective of sort of a mid-level professional is thriving the way it was maybe 20 years ago. And so if there's things that we can be doing to help each other, I think now is definitely the time to do that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I totally agree. And this is just brilliant in a way to bring our community together to support each other. Thank you so much.
Well, Hillary, is there anything else we need to add?
Yeah, I do want to point out that in order to incentivize people, if anyone is interested in personally paying for 1 month of dry stall, I would be happy to work with them on having opportunities to come down and see training and talking to the riders. I have a few barns who have committed to investing in supporting for 1 month. And what they're going to do is over the winter come down for a fun training day where we'll give them like a tour of Wellington and introduce them to some of the people at the showgrounds. So if anyone is also interested in getting a chance to do behind the scenes and wants to act as a more official sponsor, then absolutely reach out.
I love that. That's a great idea. And like you said, some barns can get together and do this.
Yes.
And they're helping the community as a whole. So I love that. Hillary, that's a great idea. Well, Hillary, you're always coming up with amazing ideas on how to help the sport and help riders. And we're so very thankful for what you're doing. So again, how can people find you? How can they participate in the auction? Again, anything. Like you said, $5 if you want to donate a service. It's all will be very, very helpful for all of these riders.
Yes.
And how do people do that?
So again, if you go on Facebook, if you use Facebook, Wellington Dressage Development is the group that I've created. It's pretty easy to find because the background photo is like a sunset with palm trees at the showgrounds. And once you go in, you'll notice that there's auction items, which I hope people will bid on. But they can also reach out to me there, or they can find me on social media platforms under Hillary Moore Hebert. You can also go to mooredressage.com for my contact information, Moore being my maiden name with two O's.
I love it. Well, Hillary, as always, thank you so much. And we're so glad to have you back in the show. And we want to come back with some updates because this is such a cool program you started. Well, Megan, we still have our awesome book club going on. So right now that our book of choice is Collective Remarks by Anne Gribbins. It's for April through June. So this is our last month with this book. And then we'll have some wonderful interviews, et cetera, going forward. So we're really looking forward to that. And remember, you can find that at horseandriderbooks.com. As always, you can find our show notes and links to today's guests on our page at horseradionetwork.com. Search Dressage Radio Show. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoff, LLC, @gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products and Chewy. If you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the Auditor Program found at horseradionetwork.com. Keep on kicking on. Until the next show, talk to you soon. Thank you.